8:51 with the morning after Q105. We have a brand new Facebook page. You can follow along at. My God. This cold has been the worst. Is it? I know that a lot of people have gotten sick. Thankfully, this hasn't been the flu.
It's like the cough is like hanging on for everyone, though.
Right. Yeah. And any night I don't get a good night's sleep, where I had three beers on Monday night and it just came, it like sniffed the beer and came back. Q105, 8:52, the morning after Eric Chase, Demetrius, Nicodemus, Ashley Tresso. A couple of quick things to get to before the rated game. Free chili today?
Free chili bar. I didn't know that was a thing, but yes, we are having a chili bar at my office today from noon to 2. Anybody and everybody is welcome.
Something Bernath Parkway?
Yeah, 1405 Suite B. Okay. You can't miss the big State Farm sign.
It says your name on it.
Yeah, it's got my name on it.
It does. I saw it.
And the E's are a little crooked. Like, it's very weird.
Is it real? Or is it like an optical illusion?
No. I shouldn't have actually said anything because most people won't pay attention to it, but it mocks me every day.
The E's are crooked.
Yeah, that the E's are slightly crooked, and I'm like, it jumps. That's the first thing I see.
Maybe that's good, though. Maybe that'll, people be like, E's are crooked. Let me go in there.
Is that, a sly marketing ploy? Now I want to go see the sign. And you know what? Maybe I'll buy insurance. Well, Ashley brought up a good point about my relationship.
Oh, gosh.
I haven't met the new Cohen.
Oh, my God.
There's OG. He's the OG.
Stop.
All right. Well, we'll leave it alone.
Yeah. We should leave it alone until you handle that within your relationship first.
Yeah. Step one, that. Step two, talk about it. Are you texting just to talk about it right now?
Blank me.
Is that happening?
Blank me so I can take my contacts out.
Let me talk about it first. Here, I'll text her right now. We can talk about it in 2 minutes. Let me wait to see what she says.
There's been so much relationship stuff and very deep divulging of personal things over the years that we've done this, and we appreciate all the hi to Malin at H&M. Who's the coworker I threatened because she saw my legal name. She gave it right back to me. But we've divulged a lot of stuff. Now that I have shared some very deeply personal things, people are like, I feel like I know too much about you. I'm like, I've told you that I have considered killing myself in the air, but a sex thing sets you
No. Yeah. I mean, that's sharing.
Intimate details are a little bit different than you're telling a story about you and someone else.
Oh,
so it's not just your part. Mm-hmm, it's now another involved.
Lyle's Crepes is going to come by as Josh and his partner. I'll explain this shortly after 9 o'clock and what's up with that. An off-air podcast after 10. You can only get it on Q1055.com, like our Facebook page. Follow us. And, we've been on for months now, 8 to 10, Saturday mornings live. A little underrated, a little rated game.
Sure.
Which I found is quite popular. I've seen other places do this, and I forget where I took this from. And by the way, some people, you guys know that I have to go to Detroit this week, and I'm filling in up there at Cumulus Detroit. I'm going to do my best to try to sneak in some of our stuff, even though they've got their program, what they do, outlined, but I'm going to see what I can't get in on there. Anything you guys, any words you want me to get in there? Any games?
You know what I would like you to do?
What?
What they've asked you to do.
Okay. Bring something to the table. Be myself.
Yeah.
There you go.
So blank me till my contacts come out. Got it. All right. The rated game goes like this. I give you guys something, then you say underrated, overrated, properly rated.
Gotcha. I remember this.
Ashley.
Yes.
Black Panther.
I haven't seen it. So it's probably, everyone seems to love it, so I'm going to say rated properly.
D. Do it. Say it.
People are going to hate me.
Say it. Listen up, black people. Listen up, black people. You're about to take away his rap music. Go.
It's slightly overrated. I mean, for what people are claiming that it is, it's a good superhero movie. Has it broken down any social barriers? Sure, if every hillbilly thinks that a black person has the capacity to turn into a Black Panther and beat them up. But other than that,
and Marvel,
it was a good superhero movie.
And Marvel was always going to have a Black Panther who was inevitably black.
Yeah.
My friend DJ One Time, who won Best of Toledo, congratulations to the winners. We thought we might get a couple. We'd like to know how many votes the Morning Rush got. But DJ One Time said it. He's a big superhero fan, always wearing superhero t-shirts when he's not wearing a suit for a wedding. And he said on Facebook, I want to be be like all the superheroes that he likes, but I am like that person. Mm-hmm. And that was, so I called him the T'Challa of Toledo. He's great. He's really good. Panera, properly rated, overrated, underrated.
So they take away things I like often, so that really, really gets my gears going. So I'm going to say properly rated.
D?
Totally overrated.
Okay. Nuclear missiles, D?
Ones that turn like the Russians have?
Yes.
Totally properly rated.
Ashley?
Underrated.
Agree.
Very much underrated.
D, mm-hmm. Jeopardy, the show.
Underrated.
Underrated. I love Jeopardy.
I went and spoke to a bunch of ninth and tenth, or they were at Toledo Early College last week. I went. So they're high school age kids in college. And I did a quick poll. I was like, who watches Law and Order? And like 75% of the hands went up. And I was stunned. Like, that's an old person show.
I don't think so. It's on like,
is it like
a binge worthy show. So mm-hmm. on Saturdays and Sundays when they're hungover from their parties.
Yeah.
It's perfect time to watch.
16.
Oh, yeah. I'm right.
D, Soup, which J.R. Smith of the Cavs threw at his assistant coach the other day.
Soup. Regular, like, yeah. Slurpee soup?
Yep.
I love soup. Underrated.
Ashley?
Overrated.
How is soup overrated?
It's a liquid meal. It's like one step away from like having someone swirl it up in a blender and feed it to you through a tube.
But the vehicle in which you can like do, you can do so many things. It's like an empty canvas.
No, people,
you can put so many things in soup.
Then it's a
lentils,
stew.
Then you, and see, and that's what you can do. Like soup can turn into things. You can't make steak and then change steak into something else. Soup can be stew. Soup can be cold, which makes it gazpacho. Like, come on.
Steak and soup is just steak and water. It's awful. People that,
you're what's wrong with America.
No, people that eat soup are people that are dieting. That's not me. So,
with
clearly.
Lots of sodium in their diet. This Either is why way. We do this game, because we have two totally disparate opinions, and they're both right. A couple more. D, Penguins.
I feel one day they're really going to pay off. So underrated. Like one, like you've seen Star Trek, right? Where the spaceship comes in, they want to talk to the whale, and they have to go back into time to get the whale.
Yeah.
I feel like penguins have that in their future.
They just found some island somewhere with like 1.5 million penguins.
Say properly rated. I mean, they're cute. They waddle.
D, Aroomba?
Overrated.
Ashley?
Overrated.
D, the Oscars.
The Oscars. Overrated.
Ashley?
I agree. I'm not into... It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
It's like people that are adults feeling like they need applause.
To see middle class people get their own award show.
Yeah, I like that.
You know?
You made $6 million and now you get a gold statue.
Charlie, for knocking up your salary from $35,000 to $36,000.
Yeah.
We have given you the Steadfast Award. That's right. You're just plugging away. God bless you, Bubba, for coming in today.
How's it feel to get that extra week of vacation?
This week on the Steadfast.
Last one. D, I guess they're considering a sequel. White Chicks.
First of all, they shouldn't even considered that one. But, because overrated.
Ashley?
Yeah, overrated.
All right, that's the rated game. Off-air podcast. After 10 o'clock, make sure you hit the website, Q1055.com. Broadcasting from the